This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind and you have consumed all the material and you have not asked a question already, please go to nononsenseforex.com/askVP. Fill out the form and I will get back to you typically within 48 hours. So I would like to thank you all for the likes and the feedback on the last video we did on dead markets. That video seemed to come at a good time, and maybe the markets heard us. They actually started moving soon after that with a pretty weak NFP report. So let's hope that either way, that is the catalyst we need to get this market going again. But I'm a little bummed out. There is a big point that I was going to bring up in that video. It was sitting right there in my notes, and I just went right over it and didn't even make the blog. I seemed to overlook it twice. But I'll go ahead and take a minute now to bring it up. When markets are dying like this, just know that there is another alternative that we will be talking about down the road. Because as spot Forex was pretty much dead for a couple weeks, spot metals was moving. And metals trading is the shit. And even if you're in a wonderful country like mine that is not allowed to trade metals at anything more than a one-to-one leverage, so it's kind of pointless, there are still ways around this, ways that we will not discuss here. Do not ask me. You got to find that stuff out on your own. But believe me when I say this, because I have firsthand experience here, there are people out there would also like to have good metals trades. And we will talk about all of this down the road. I don't know. I mean, gun to my head right now, I'm probably not going to even really talk about metals trading until after all the Forex trading videos are out, but there's a chance I might sprinkle it in a bit early. I just don't know, but it is coming down the road. The one thing I can say is do not trade metals the same way you trade Forex. If you're trading the no-nonsense Forex way, there are very clear differences. Some things are the same, but some things are very different. And again, I had to learn this the hard way, but you will not have to. The important part is that you don't try to trade one exactly the same as you do the other, because I think that is a really big mistake. So have patience. All that information is coming later. And once that information comes, you are going to be twice as dangerous as you are right now. And don't look at this as, oh, boo-hoo, I'm not going to learn anything about this till the end of the year. Look at it as say, hey, once the material ends on Forex, we're not done. We're going to have a whole other market to explore. And we can probably knock the whole thing out in a month. So that is nothing but good news and nothing but upside for you. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 37's question is from Peter from New York City. And even though he is named Peter and he is from New York City, English was a bit rough here. So I'm going to transpose and paraphrase the best I can so all of us can understand what Peter was asking. But Peter asks, what are your thoughts on trading and watching the market with no indicators? And that was the end of the question. And I do get questions like this, which is really surprising because I stand for one very particular way of trading that is very indicator heavy. I mean, at this point, I think just by default, I'm probably the one main authority online when it comes to trading Forex with indicators. I mean, we are very much on an island here. And that kind of leads into what I want to talk about in this episode based on the question that Peter just asked. For a very long time, there was really just one way to trade Forex. Now, there were variations of that one way, but that one way was mainly, look, price action is king, fundamentals play a part, combine the two, and learn to trade. And the downside of this is you're going to have to put in years of work. And in the end, you still might not achieve the outcome you want. As a matter of fact, over 99% of people who enter this game don't come out a winner, meaning they don't get to turn it into the career that they ultimately wanted to turn it into. Now, that's a very honest way of pitching it to people. Nobody pitches it that way because it's not in their best interest to do that. But that's a very honest pitch. And if you were faced with those type of odds in front of you, most people wouldn't take that. But then along comes this way of trading, the no-nonsense Forex way, which is very heavy on indicators and indicators that most people don't even know exist, thus providing a completely different alternative to what's already out there. And I mean completely different. So what we have now is instead of one way to trade Forex, we have two ways. And because there is now two ways instead of one, debate is going to come up over which way is best. And let me just go on the record right now and say, this is a stupid debate. It doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. Certain ways are going to be better and more suited to different people. The way we do things here certainly is not for everybody. And that's fine if it's not. I really hope there is not one person out there who trades the no-nonsense Forex way that is going into other people's blogs and other people's YouTube channels and saying that their way of trading Forex is erroneous. That's the one hard rule I have. I will argue all day why I don't like that way and why I think my way is better, but that's just one guy with one opinion, and I will never go to anybody's personal page or personal website and tell them that they're doing it all wrong, because there is no complete right or wrong way. Now, the way I talk, it might not sound like that, but you guys have to understand, when you're introducing something brand new to the game that wasn't there before, and the entire rest of the world is pretty much trading differently than you are, you can't come all weak and soft out of the gate. You have to be really convincing. You have to be able to poke holes in the other side. And when the other side has had a monopoly on the way things have been taught for so long, there are obvious gaping holes, and you just need to be there to point them out. Knowing that there have been plenty of people that have gone on to very lucrative careers in Forex, despite those major flaws, there is more than one way to get there, and that is a really good thing because it lets you, the end consumer, choose which way you want to go. If one option is good, then two is better. But my point is, now that we have these two different ways to trade, and our way is finally gaining some traction, there will be people from the old guard coming down to our side, trying to poke holes in the way we do things. And the only problem with this is the very first people to come out and start doing this, their arguments have been ridiculously bad. And I would like to go over some of those arguments on this episode of the podcast, because you are going to see them many times, and you're probably going to get them yourself. But for now, since I'm the only one out here talking about it, it's pretty much just me getting them all the time. So one of the main arguments that you get, and it's a really, really short-sighted argument, and you can tell right away when you hear it, is the argument that price action is the only way to trade. Meaning, learning how to read candlesticks and support and resistance and things of that nature. I outlined the definitions of these things a little bit more on the blog. But when I say price action trading, most of you know what I'm talking about. And people will come in and I can see their little fingers wagging as they're typing that price action is the only way to trade. Well, we know already that that's not the case. It was, but it's not anymore. And if you're going to sit there and say it's the only way to succeed, well, I got some really, really bad news for you. When we talk about the 99% of people who fail, they all failed trying to use price action. Or most of them did, because it was the only technical analysis way to trade for a very long time. Now, I'm sure they made plenty of other mistakes along the way, but trading your way with price action is one major thing that most of those 99% had in common. I would argue that when it's all said and done, the way we do things here is going to turn out a much, much higher success rate than we've ever seen before. Now, that book has yet to be completely written, but the early returns are very good. I've had people's fortunes turn around in a very, very short amount of time. And even if both ways work, I can pretty much tell you this. For the price action crowd to really start turning a profit consistently over time, it takes years and years of practice and dedication and testing just to start eking out real gains over time. Almost nobody is able to figure that game out in 6 months. If they have, I've never seen it. So we already have that going for us on this side. So when you come in and say this is the only way to do things, I can hear the indoctrination in your voice. I can feel it in the words you type. And just know that nobody on this side of the fence is buying that shit one bit, because many of us have done both. And almost none of us had experienced better results on your side than we're experiencing right now on this side in a very short amount of time. If we were having a formal debate on this, I would be able to present a lot of evidence on my side that the people in the price action camp just wouldn't be able to provide. Now, this brings me to my second argument, because evidence they would be able to provide would say something to the effect that, you know, the people who are professionals right now, the people who are millionaire Forex traders, most of them got there using price action. And these people are trying to pass this off as an argument. Well, my response is, well, of course, it was the only way to trade. Of course, they were going to get there using price action. There was really no other way that people were teaching for the past 25 years. So that's a total Captain Obvious argument. And like I said before, it is possible to win at this game in spite of all the drawbacks that I feel exist in the price action camp. Just because there is a tiny fraction of a percentage point of people out there who have made it to the top this way does not mean it is the best way for most people to take. In the end, just remember that you are talking about maybe a couple hundred people tops, and I am referring to everybody else, and that everybody else could very well be in the millions. This little tiny sample size you are providing doesn't even cover the margin of error. Therefore, your argument, even though there is some truth behind it, completely sucks in the grand scheme of things. That is the main point as a Forex trading educator that I am trying to float out there. Not that it's impossible to win on your side, and the only chance you have is by coming to my side. My point is, for the majority of the population, I think you have a much better chance putting together a system of indicators that eliminate all the guesswork, all that awful guesswork that kills your confidence, guesswork that only exists on the price action side. And by eliminating that big hurdle right from the start, then you can start focusing on things like money management and getting your trading psychology right. Because those things are really hard to do if you don't even have real confidence that you're going the right direction on any given trade. It is for this reason, too, that I really like my style of trading a lot better, especially when it comes to most people. You might have these super nerd alpha brains that are able to tap in to the Forex market just by using price action or trading with naked charts, whatever all these people say that you should do. And for many of you out there that are alpha brains and are geniuses, you know, maybe it's just a matter of being a certain type of genius to be able to see things in this market. So you guys might be screwed too. But those are the two main types of arguments you're going to get from the price action crowd. But here's the kicker. Here is the piece de resistance. Not one of them, especially up until right now. I don't know if you're listening to this podcast 3 years into the future, but as of early March 2019, not one of these people who is wagging their finger at you and telling you that you should do things their way has ever even attempted to do things our way, therefore making them completely unqualified to speak on this. They might have tried using indicators at some point, but they tried all the suck-ass indicators and they quit. So that has nothing to do with what we're doing. Many of you listening to this podcast right now were fully entrenched in the price action camp for quite a while. I've gotten emails of people that said they were doing it for 10, 15 years and never really got anywhere. So you've tried it. And you can say with confidence that you gave it a real fair go. And then you have come over and tried things our way. And once you've actually put it into practice, now you are actually qualified to speak on this because you have tried both. Not one of these price action yahoos coming over trying to tell us that we're not doing things correctly has ever even attempted to do things our way. You can't comment on movies you've never seen. You can't comment on places you've never been to. I mean, you could, but you're going to sound like a goddamn buffoon if you do. And that's what we're dealing with here. So if and when you see these arguments, and you certainly will, just link them to the podcast, this podcast right here, this episode, or link them to the blog for this episode, even better. I'm at my best when I'm able to actually sit down, kind of lay things out right in front of me, and then write about it. There's a couple arguments on there that we didn't talk about here that I cover. Along with pictures and me ranting and all the stuff you guys like about the blog. So I will link that down below. Make sure you check it out. But back to the original question. Do I ever think of trading without indicators? No, not at all. I'm the indicators guy. At this point, I could not imagine trying to trade without them. Especially once you've put in the time and found the good ones and put them together, you're never ever going to want to trade another way ever again. But I know where this question is probably coming from. At least I have a really good guess. And my guess is all this guy has ever heard leading up until now is how price action trading is the only way. So I figured it would be a good time to make a podcast like this. Many of you are not going to learn anything new that you didn't already know before. But it's an affirmation that you are not on a bad side here. Even if you're just starting out, even if it seems kind of daunting to you, just look at the comments that have been placed in my videos and podcasts before. This is really, really working for people. I'll tell you what, do this. For those of you who have put some real time, not just like 5 or 6 months, some real time into price action trading, and it just didn't work out in the end, let me hear your stories. Let's hear some war stories here. Go to this podcast on YouTube, and in the comments section, let us hear about your experiences. Now, the common generic answer from the price action wonks is going to be, well, you just didn't do it right, which is an argument that I do cover in the blog as well. I just don't have time to do it here. We are already over 15 minutes, but in the end, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you succeed no matter which side that you're on. Listen to the arguments from both sides if you're neutral as of right now, and from there, decide which side of the fence is right for you. But just know that we have one thing working for us that they don't. Many of us have tried both ways, and therefore we can make an intelligent, qualified decision about which way we think is best. And as of March 11th, 2019, I can say with confidence that not one person in the price action camp has tried both, rendering them completely unqualified to speak on this matter. So just remember that going forward. Traders, thank you for listening. Make sure you check out the blog, and if you have time, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Get ready for Thursday's video, even though I have no clue what it's going to be about. So it may be a bit random, but a lot of times those end up being my best videos. So we'll see what happens. But whichever side you have chosen in the end, there have been legitimate success stories on both sides. But they all had one thing in common. They put in the work. Don't ever think you can't. The work never stops, traders. Be relentless. Go get it.